Holiday cheerleaders, I saw you, I saw you all. There you were, trying to get one perfect family photo. I saw the slumped over, disinterested husband in his flannel finery, refusing to smile. What happened to getting dressed up for Christmas and getting a haircut? Could you remove your hat? Ah, yes, the sullen teenager who couldn't be bothered to look up from his phone long enough for the camera to click. Oh, and the kid with his tongue stuck out. What is with the tongue sticking out? And the mother, grandmother, trying with all her might to make this motley crew seem presentable for public Facebook consumption. Honestly, there's not enough filters in the world for some of you. Yes, I know you love them just the way they are. Hey, I'm not saying it has to be literally picture perfect, but a little effort might be nice. I saw the people, men and women, out in these Christmas homes, trying to put on festive spreads for a seemingly unappreciative gang. You tried. You tried to please the meat lovers, the vegans, the ones who can't eat gluten and the ones who are lactose intolerant. You set out a nice table only to be told there was too much crap in the way and they couldn't see the food. That all-day preparation was whittled down to 15 minutes. It was like a medieval feast. Who needed silverware? They used their hands. Napkins? Used their sweatshirt. I watched as you tried to boost the spirits of the relatives who recently lost loved ones. Pictures were passed around, stories were told, memories were shared, they remained morose. I noticed the caregivers who tried to carry on traditions for those who no longer remembered or even knew it was Christmas. They carried on with the decorations, the food, the treats and the games, but was it worth it? I saw moms going out of their way to ensure everyone had their stocking filled. I also saw some of them sitting there with nothing because nobody considered she might like one, too. Everyone is a kid at Christmas. I suppose Christmas is no different than any other time. There are the givers and the takers. There are the selfish and the selfless. There are soul givers and soul suckers. There are those who spread joy, and those who enjoy bursting your bubble. Here's the thing. The people trying to put a positive spin on things get tired, too. It's exhausting to juggle other people's emotions while trying to keep yours in check, too. Sometimes we are tap dancing as fast as we can. This column is for all of you, the ones who gave it the old college try. To the ones who didn't blow up at the rude comments coming your way. Thank you to the ones who made the effort, sang the praises of others and encouraged those who were sad. I know you were sad, too. I know you were struggling, too. I know you were disappointed, too. For what is worth, I saw you. I appreciate you. I was you. We tried and that is the best we can do at Christmas and every day. Cheers to you.